sinking deep into your love, Lord God. Sinking deep into your love. As deep cries out to deep. Father, bring us into your presence in even a greater way. Let us sense and know your grace, that you love us, that you love us. Father, we give you praise. In your precious name, Lord Jesus, we give you praise. One of the things that I'm going to be talking about, we're going to be talking more about this next week, and that's the fact that before we came to Christ, Christ came to us. Before we come to God, God comes to us. In fact, even from the very time in the garden when sin took place and man was separated, God was pursuing us, and God was coming after us, and God wanted to have that relationship restored. And we can see that throughout the Bible, because, you know, I've heard this before, and there's some truth into this, okay, because I said it for many years. There's some truth in it, but it's only half the truth, and that is that I found Jesus. You ever heard something? I found Jesus. I found God. And there's some truth into that, you know, I mean, sort of to us, we found him, but actually he found us first, because without him finding us first, we could not find him. Without him coming and getting a hold of us, we could not get a hold of him. He is the one who comes down to bring us to that place where we can actually look up and say, God, I want you. The Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not one, that there is absolutely no one who seeks after me. No one would come to me. And look at what God has done even in this congregation and throughout the world. He's brought thousands upon millions, billions to him throughout the history of mankind. He's brought them. That we didn't go and find some treasure. We found the treasure only after he showed us where the treasure was. And he got us to that place. And we're going to talk about the fact of loving grace of God, that he pursues us. We talked about this also, that not only does he pursue us, but he pursues us so that we might pursue him. And then in pursuing him, we might be used to help others pursue him. That's absolutely nothing what I was going to talk about today. But I felt like I needed to say that. This is a kind of a special day. We talked about all the things that that today is. It's Scout Sunday, and we're so thankful that the Scouts honored us enough to come and to be a part of our service today. We want this to be a time where we want to start pursuing others to pursue Christ, and part of that is connecting where we need to connect, because we haven't been connected to everything that we needed to be connected to. I remember when I first got here that we had the scout troop that was here, but we really never connected, and I just thank the Lord that I believe we're entering into a new day where we can connect with all those that are coming into our building in a more deep, more efficient and effective and loving and caring way. That we want you to know that we support the Scouts. We support what you're doing. We believe in what you're doing as part of what God is doing in the earth. And we want to connect those things. We want to begin to connect those bodies together, so that we're working together and basically working for one purpose, and that is that God is pursuing others and pursuing people. I want to read something. It comes from the book of Matthew, and it says this. In the book of Matthew, in the 28th chapter, he says this. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. Some doubted. And Jesus came and he spoke to them saying, and this is the heart of God, okay? Jesus came and he spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. Amen. He said, now you go and pursue. You go. This is what I've done. Now you go do this. You pursue. Go into all the world and bring them to me. In another place, he says it like this. Go to the world in the highways and the hedges and the byways and compel them to come in. And bring them in. I see our scouts as helping to fulfill that commission. Because we are able to reach into the homes and bring in young boys and girls into scouting and to begin to develop them by teaching them character and integrity and their love for the country. You know, this is one of the things that I've got a greater love for my country now than I've ever had before. And scouts teach that love for country. And we've lost that. We've got a movement in our society that wants to say that this country wasn't placed here by God, or this country isn't what it should be. And yes, there's some problems that we have that we need to work on, that we need to change. But I believe that God ordained this nation to do what it's doing right now, to support His nation, Israel, to support the things that He has on this earth to support. And to bring them in. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. Do we have some problems? Yes. Do we need to repent and come before God? Absolutely. But God's old arms are open wide to this nation, and we need to love this country because it's the country that God has placed us in here to be a light to the rest of the world and a light to ourselves. I love the scouts that they recognize and acknowledge honor to God. Honor to God. And because of that, we want to join with them. This morning, I'm going to ask, I want to just introduce Tom Bennett is our Cub Master. And he is here today and leading all these wonderful boys and some that may or may not be here, and these families that are here as well with them to support them. We want to recognize Tom Bennett. Please give him a round of applause for all the work he does. I was a Boy Scout leader once upon a time, way back in a long time. And let me tell you something, it's a lot of work. And it's a lot of hard work. But it's rewarding and it's a blessed work, especially when it's done right. And I know I've heard about Tom when he was coming. He's new to our pack, and we're going off in a direction where we're going to minister together and join together in the mission that he has and the mission that we have, because we believe that they are in line with each other. And now I would also like to introduce the pack of Pack 3117, Scout Pack 3117. The treasurer, and that happens to be Tom's wife, who is Karen. Karen, would you please come in and speak to us about scouting?
Thank you, Pastor Chris, for this opportunity to thank all of you members of Central Christian Church for your support and 27 years of sponsoring Cub Scout Pack 3117. The Anthony Wayne Area Council records show that the pack was started by CCC in July of 1993. This pack is very near and dear to my and Tom's hearts. Personally, our two sons came through the ranks of this pack in the 90s and early 2000s. Both of them went on to Boy Scouts and became Eagle Scouts. So now our grandson is a bear in the pack. So this year, Tom has become the Cub Master, and I took the position of treasurer. Another long-time adult volunteer, Judy McCown, has been involved in the pack since before our sons were involved. But in the past few years, the pack had dwindled and was at risk of folding. This year has been a successful year of rebuilding. We have recruited new scouts. We have about 17 right now that, you know, come not all at once at one day, but we have 17 that come regularly. And we have several new adult volunteers. We had a successful popcorn sale, and that has helped to build our PAC fund. Today, we're observing Scout Sunday, which Scouts do every year in February. And as you heard the Scouts recite, part of the Scout oath is, "On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country." Each rank that a Cub Scout works to earn, from Tigers to Weebelows to Arrow of Light, includes an achievement called duty to God. In fact, in order to become a Scout, a youth must believe in God. In the Charter and Bylaws of the Boy Scouts of America, or BSA, it states that no member can grow into the best kind of citizen without recognizing an obligation to God. In the Cub Scout Leader Manual, it says that any youth or leader who would be a member must profess a belief in God as defined by their faith's practices and promise to do his or her best to fulfill the spiritual ideas of scouting. So as we redefine and rebuild PAC 3117, we hope to nurture a much closer relationship with Central Christian Church. As I recently learned and have shared with Pastor Chris, CCC owns the PAC. There is a defined pathway to help us reach the vision that BSA has for this relationship, so that PAC 3117 provides the scouting program as an integral part of Central Christian Church's program for youth and families. Right now, we have no members in our PAC from Central Christian Church, and we'd really like to see that change. So today, we'd like to issue an open, heartfelt invitation to families with children in kindergarten to fifth grade to join our PAC. We meet in your gym Thursday nights from 6:30 to 7:30, unless we're scheduled to go somewhere else. And scouting is now open to girls as well as boys. We have two girls in our PAC, and they have been very welcomed. With both men and women in leadership and the involvement of many parents, it has been a smooth transition. Now I'm going to give you a whirlwind vision of why your child or your grandchild might want to join PAC 3117 and why you as an adult might want to become involved as a volunteer. And by the way, you don't have to have children or grandchildren in the PAC to be a volunteer. If you've been a scout in the past or a Girl Scout in the past and you just like the program or you're looking for something to do with spare time, we have a lot of, as we're rebuilding the PAC, we have a lot of needs and a lot of ways that you can step in with your gifts and help us out. This year, we have already run the obstacle course at Lake Claire. We've hiked and picked up trash at Peace Woods, held a scavenger hunt at Forks of the Wabash, had a costume party and a Christmas party, and toured the jail. Now going forward this year, this coming Saturday is our annual Pinewood Derby. All of you are invited to come here to your gym at 5 p.m. and watch the scouts race cars that they have made with the help of their parents and their den leaders. They'd love to have more people there to cheer them on. And if you have some kids that might be thinking about it, bring them, let them see one of the things that we do, might give them a vision of what they would like to do. On February 22nd, we are going indoor rock climbing at Hoosier Heights in Carmel, and all equipment is provided for the entrance fee. On March 12th, we will attend a program at Salamone Interpretive Center. March 19th is our Blue and Gold Banquet. On April 16th, we are hiking at Evergreen Trail. And then other Thursday nights, we meet here at the church for den meetings, which is where the scouts work on their achievements. And they have certain things they have to work toward to in order to achieve their rank of tiger, wolf, bear, weebelows, and arrow of light. So sometimes they have to be here and work on that. Friday, May 22nd, we are spending the night at the zoo in Fort Wayne as part of their Wild Nights program. We will get behind-the-scenes tours, pizza, spend the night in the aquarium reef, and then have breakfast and be released at 9, and then the cost includes admission to the zoo for that Saturday. And through the summer, we will have two activities per month, one of which will be a service project for Central Christian Church. Today, after services, we have a table outside in the sanctuary with PAC calendars, registration forms for both youth and adult volunteers, And we'll have some people back there to answer any questions you have. We also will have Mud Love bracelets we are selling to help jumpstart our PAC finances, because we started this school year with $5 in our account. The bracelets cost $10 each. They're pottery made in Warsaw. Mud Love, the company Mud Love, uses their profits in Christian ministry to install freshwater wells in the Central African Republic. Each bracelet purchased provides the equivalent of 1 week of fresh water for a village. So we ask you to please stop and look at these unique bracelets and buy some for all the Valentines in your life. So the last thing I want to do now is invite our Cub Master, Tom Bennett, to come up, and also Pastor Chris. And we'd like to make a presentation.
PAC 3117 would like to present this to Central Christian Church in appreciation for 27 years plus of our chartered organization. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Scouts. Thank you, parents. We appreciate so much that you are a part of our ministry. I'm just going to give a little bit of act of repentance on my part, is I haven't done all that I can do to keep the relationship between us and you lively and living and active. And I just thank the Lord that God always gives us another opportunity to change things. So we want to be a part of what you're doing. We want you to be a part of what we're doing as much as you can. And we just want to forge a relationship in the future that's going that's going to show and reveal the mission of God's kingdom and how it's built, because we believe that it's built through so many different avenues of mentorship, and of course scouting is one of those avenues, and we so appreciate it. What you instill in the young boys and in the families that are a part of scouting cannot be measured, and we just so appreciate that. Thank you. I just ask the congregation to please pray for PAC 3117. And if you would like to be involved in the PAC, please do so. Let me know, and I'll make sure I make the right hookups. And if you've got children that you would like to be a part of the PAC, let me know that too, and I'll make sure that we get that done as well. It's part of what we want to do as a church. One of the things that we talked about in this idea, my idea of God pursuing us so that we can pursue others, is connecting with our community. It doesn't do what God wants us to do if we come in and we worship together and we enjoy our fellowship, enjoy the Word of God, but we never take it out and take it to other places and connecting. And one of the things that Bill Bostel brought to our elders meeting was an absolutely fun and fantastic idea, and it may be where our mission begins to lie. Is we've sort of changed that because we want to line it up with Central Christian Church, so we want to line it up with CCC, and I'm still thinking about it and praying about it, that we might change our mission and call it the three C's instead of the three E's like we used to, and call it the three C's, the first one being communing with God, which is what we do here on Sundays and on Wednesdays and throughout the week. We commune with God. But then the second C, that would be the first C, the second C being conditioning the Christian. Conditioning the Christian, and that would including empowering them and equipping them to do the work of the kingdom. But the third one is where I believe the rubber meets the road as well, and that's where it's connecting with our community. Connecting with our community, and we want to begin to connect with our community in as many ways as we possibly can, where it fits in the mission of Central Christian Church. And the mission, and I'm just going to tell the scout master, and I'm going to tell the scout treasurer and all the families, We understand that the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts have a certain mission, and I believe that we align with it, but the mission of Central Christian Church is not only to connect people together, but also to connect them with God and connect them with Christ, because we believe that if a person is going to have the integrity and the character that scouting calls them to and that God calls them to, they're going to have to connect with God. And we want to be a help in that as much as we possibly can. Let's make this a new day, and a new day where we support our scout troop. And I would ask that you would support them. If not financially, support them in your prayers. But if you can support them financially, that's wonderful. I'm going to go get me a bracelet. I'm probably going to give it to my wife, because not only is this Scout Day, not only is this Super Bowl Sunday, not only is this, what was the other day? Groundhog Day. I mean, all these days, I'm thinking, how am I going to fit all this in one service? Groundhog Day and Super Bowl Sunday and Scout Day. It's also my wife's birthday. So she turned 35 today. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right. So when you see her, I think she must be in with the kids or something this morning. When you see her, wish her a wonderful, happy birthday. All right. I just want to finish what I was the sermon. I'm going to close it out with this today. Jesus said this, and this is the Red Letter Bible. The words that I spoke earlier were Jesus, and I want to close it out with this. He was talking to his disciples. It starts in the sixth chapter, starting with the 41st verse. The Jews, when they complained about him, because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven," and they said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus therefore answered and said to them, "Do not murmur among yourselves." He said this in verse 44, and this goes to the very heart of pursuit. We want to pursue those that are outside of the church. We want to pursue those that are inside of the church. We want to pursue those that are outside of our scouting program. We want to pursue those that are inside of our scouting program. We want to pursue those that are inside or outside of any of the things that we're doing in our community because of this. In verse 44, Jesus, this is his words. He says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and then I will raise him up at the last day." He says, no one comes to me except the Father draw him. Everyone who comes to Christ, everyone who comes to church seeking Christ, every single person, whether you know Christ today or you do not know Christ today, God is drawing you. You're here because he brought you in. You might think that you're here because you were wrangled to be here. You might think you're here because Pastor Chris guilted you to come today. Or you might think that you're here because mom and dad and grandma and grandpa, great-grandma and great-grandpa used to come here, so this is where I'm going to be. I'm going to tell you something. God does not have a hands-off policy when it comes to you. He's got a hands-on policy. In fact, you would never come to him. You would never want him. You would never desire him unless he reached down first and his Holy Spirit grabbed a hold of your heart and began to get you to question your life. And that's why you're here. You might say, "Well, it was my wife who forced me to do it." You might say, "Well, it was my husband that won't stop nagging me. Come to church." Whatever your excuse or whatever you think your excuse is, that's not the excuse. Jesus said, "I am the one who comes to get you. I am the one who pursues you. I am the one who loves you. I am the one who will draw you to myself. My Father sent me." God made the first step, and he's asking us to make the next step, and that's to come to him. He says, "If you will draw to me, I'm going to draw to you. I'm going to draw you in, and I'm going to bring you to a place where you would want me, where you would seek me." And he says that once that happens, then if you will return and seek me, that's when you'll find me. But he has to come down. He says, he said it right there. What did Jesus say? No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. He must draw us. And he draws us to that place where now I can seek him. He says, if we were left to our own devices, there would be no one who would seek him. But he does not leave us to our own devices. He draws us and pursues us so that we might turn around and pursue others. Because when you go to that friend and you invite him to church, it's not just you doing that. It's the Spirit of God through you doing that. When you invite that person to come to Cub Scouts, to begin the process of coming to a relationship with God through the scouting program, the person who invites is being used by the Holy Spirit to draw them in. Because you know and I know that there are times in your life when you would never have darkened the church. I mean, I don't know about you. I'm not going to say that about you. I'm going to say this about me. There were times when I never wanted to come to church. The only reason I came to church is I had to. I had to. And someone came and invited me to some program. And I went and I saw a witness. And then I turned on a TV and some guy on a TV said, listen to these guys that are telling us about their relationship with God. And I watched and listened, and they invited me to watch, and I sat there and listened, and I thought, boy, these guys are crazy, these guys are nutty, you know. And then I went my way, and someone else invited me, and then someone else invited, and all this time I'm rejecting God the whole time. And I don't know if anybody can relate to this, but this is what happened to me. A whole time I kept rejecting and rejecting and pushing away, and the whole time God was pursuing me. God was pursuing me through this group. God was pursuing me through this person. And it wasn't until I finally came to the place where I can begin to question myself and question what I was doing that I finally said, God, I give up. All right. Give me your spiel. And the right person who was mentoring me sat me down and told me about the love of Jesus Christ. And that's when I was able to say, okay, I believe. Let's remember, God pursued you. You pursued God, but God pursued you first. You're seeking God. God sought you first. He had to bring you to that place. That's the work of His Holy Spirit. And isn't it exciting to be able to support an organization and be able to support a mission that seeks to bring someone closer to God? Amen? I'm going to ask the worship team to come forward.